This is Pastor Walton with a teaching timeless truth moment.
I love to sit and look through those holy pages and read about the eternal rock of ages. See all that God has done, the battles he has won, the great prophecies unfold. In every book from Genesis to Revelation, I see his loving grace, and this great salvation brings courage to my soul, for I know he's in control.
Psalm 149, verse number 5 says, "Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds." We have looked so far at the places to praise, the person to praise, the produce of praise, but now look at the passion in praise. If we're going to praise him, boy, let's do it with everything that we have. Let's rejoice even upon your beds. You go to bed at night, rejoice in him. It is a great thrill to be able to praise the Lord for his goodness and be reminded as we praise him that I'm going to make it, not because of me, but I'm going to make it because of him. Praise the Lord in your public worship. Yes, we've seen that in the congregation of the saints. But now, praise him upon your bed. Praise him in private. If you can't praise him in private, how will you ever praise him in public? If it's not part of who you are to sing praises to him in your private places of life, then why would you do it in the public? Or if you do it in the public, it's just to be seen of men. See, it has to come from the heart. There are so many times that I would be at the home alone, and I sit down at the piano. Sometimes I just get a book, a song book, and just sing a praise in concert to him. He doesn't care about my voice, and I'm not trying to sing to somebody else where I'm hoping to minister to them the message of the word. I'm just singing to God, not to minister to him something he doesn't know, but to send to him a worship and praise that I pray will to him will be a sweet smelling savor. And he will say, I like that. He's singing about me and to me. Sometimes I will be reading my devotions and I'll see something, I'll just go, whoa, wow, think about that. And the Lord loves it when we praise him in public, but he loves it when it's private. Even the Lord himself came and went out to a mountain to pray, and he continued all night in prayer to God. And he went to a solitary place, the Bible says. He got alone with God and just communed with him and his heavenly Father. If you want to see the great, great, great Lord's Prayer, it's not Matthew 6 that we call the Lord's Prayer. That's the model prayer. It's John 17, the high priestly prayer. When we jump over to the book of Acts, we find that the multitude rose up against Paul and Silas and those that were teaching, and the magistrates ran off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and to everyone the bands were loose. You want your doors to open to your trial? You want your doors to open to your imprisonment? You want your doors to open to your persecutions and your stripes? You just sing praises and pray and worship and glorify the God of heaven, and you lift up your voice and you glorify him in your private times as well as your public times. Even when you find yourselves at night upon your beds, praise ye the Lord.
I believe every word that he said is true. I believe he'll do exactly what he said he would do. How I love his precious word.
This has been a teaching timeless truth moment with Pastor Roger Walton. You may send all correspondence to TTTbroadcasts@gmail.com. Tune in again next time for another Teaching Timeless Truth moment.